from Maryville High School Midland Empire Conference competition, the Chillicothe Hornets and the Maryville Spoofhounds. Once again for Chillicothe, Ryan Smith is homesick. Wish him a speedy recovery. They'll start Wade Dietz, Trent Moore, Tyler Clampett, D.J. Gannon, and Blake Rasmussen. And to help out on the bench, they've moved up Austin Morse tonight, who usually plays JV and played a fine JV game tonight. Also will be on the bench for the varsity. For the 8-3 Maryville Spoofhounds, Trayton Birch, Tyler Kinkle, Trent Nally, Jonathan Baker, and Ty Hilzebeck. Spoofhounds 8-3 under Coach Kowitzki. He's been here quite a while. Does a great job teaching the fundamentals of basketball. And that's what gets the Spoofhounds through a lot of victories, is just being better at the fundamentals. Passing, dribbling, wise shooting. Chillicothe dressed in black, white numerals, red trim, playing the gold to the right of your radio dial. Spoofhounds, white uniforms, green numerals, green and yellow trim. Chillicothe boys are averaging about 45, 46 points per game so far. Tyler Clampett will jump against Tyler Kinkle. A battle of Tylers, a battle of number 11s to jump center. 8 minutes on the clock, and here we go. Tipped by Maryville and controlled by the Spoofhounds. Ty Hilzebeck, they go over left wing now to Birch. Creighton Birch looking inside. Dietz is on him. Free throw line now to Kinkle. He pivots. Kicks it back up top to Hilzebeck. Doesn't force anything. Right side to Birch. Chillicothe in their man-to-man defense. We played 20 seconds. No shots. Maryville looking inside. A step for Kinkle inside, and then he's shut off by Clampett and Moore, so they kick it back out. Good patience shown here by the Maryville Spoofhounds. Top of the key, Birch thought about a three-pointer for a second, didn't do it. Rasmussen makes a play for the ball. Instead, they kick it up top, and a three-ball for Jonathan Baker, and that's what they do. They'll lull you to sleep until they find the opening shot that they want. Chillicothe down court, Wade Dietz right wing to Gannon. Gannon dribbles up top of the circle. Hands over to the left side. Trent Moore looks off a tray, turns around, hands it back to Gannon on the left wing. Gannon, nice little shake and bake move, drives inside, can't finish it off, battles for his own rebound, comes up short. I'm sitting in amongst the Chillicothe fans, or my peeps as I call them now. Layup is no good for Baker. Offensive board, and Baker gets his own rebound and stick back. Baker with all five of the points tonight, 5-0. We played about a minute and a half. Dietz across the timeline, right-handed dribble, man-to-man defense for the Spoofhounds. Right wing to D.J. Gannon, up top Trent Moore, looks left, goes to Wade Dietz. Looking inside, lobs it inside to Rasmussen, has to kick it back out a little bit too far underneath the board to save her from going out of bounds. And the Hornets set it up one more time. Gannon, top of the circle, right wing now to Trent Moore, holds it over his head, trailing 5-0, opening 2 minutes of the game. Moore can't post up, kicks it back out, and Clampett will hit the reset button. Left wing Dietz sees the three ball. No, comes up off its mark. Moore, nice job of pulling it down in the corner. Lays it up and in. Trent Moore. Trent Moore gets the first points on the board for Chillicothe, and it's 5-2, a three-point Maryville lead, 5:48 left in the first. Top of the key, Jonathan Baker directing traffic. Goes to the right, now back up top to Birch, Trayton Birch. Right side to Baker. Looking inside, nobody home. They get to the free throw line, kick back out. Baker, three ball, off the rim, twice, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound by Kinkle, lost, and Chillicothe comes up with a Dietz down court, pulls up the dribble, left wing now to Gannon. Gannon, flip pass to the free throw line to Rasmussen, kicks it out to Clampett. They'll reset it with Moore on the right baseline. Round the horn we go. Gannon now working against Baker. Dietz left wing directing traffic. 5:02 left to play in the first. 5-2. Wide open underneath, and Trent Moore has an easy bucket. Moore with all four of Chillicothe's points, and it's a one-point basketball game now. Well-run play. They had Maryville worried about the outside. That left Moore wide open underneath for an easy tip-in. Up top, Trayton Birch goes right wing. Now Maryville goes cross court to Kinkle. Kinkle posts up and a charging call. Tyler Clampett sold him some swamp land in Florida. First whistle of the game, Tyler Kinkle. 4:37 left to play. First half, 5-4. Maryville by a point. Chillicothe's had back-to-back buckets. Deeds across the timeline, working against Trayton Birch. Goes right side to Gannon. Looks inside. Instead gives it to Moore at the high post. Moore pivots. Nothing open for him. He goes to the corner now. Wants to drive the baseline. Good defense by Kinkle for Maryville. They go over to Clampett now between the circles. Midway through the first quarter, 5-4. Chillicothe down by a point. Clampett drove inside but had the ball stolen by Trayton Birch. And the post, Hilsebeck, nothing there. Loose basketball picked up by Kinkle. Kinkle inside pushing off foul, and it'll be two shots at the line for the shooter, Trent Nally. We'll see which Chillicothe Hornet this will be on. That'll be on DJ Gannon, his first team foul, 5-4. Trenton, that's next week. Maryville by a point over Chillicothe. First one is no good for Trent Nally. 3:59 left in the first. We're at Maryville High School, Midland Empire Conference game. And second one is good. Nally makes one out of two, and it's a two-point game for Trenton. Well, that's twice. Maybe that's the last time. For Maryville, a two-point lead, 6-4. Dietz, left wing, looks over the floor. Guarded by Birch. Up top, Clampett throws a fake, drives the boulevard, puts it off the rim twice, doesn't get it to fall. Did everything but fall through the hoop. Spoof hounds down court. Old bullet pass down court, but Nally can't finish it off. Gets his own board. Second one falls in. Or actually, Hilsebeck got the rebound after Trent Nally missed it, and it's back up to a four-point lead now. Gillen Gates set to check in. Gannon had a shot at the high post, partially blocked. It was tipped back to him. And that pass was tipped out of bounds as a small contingent of Maryville students here have been too rowdy just yet. Gates comes in and Rasmussen sets down for a breather. 8-4, Maryville leading Chillicothe. Hornets basketball, low post right, slap the basketball. They lob it up top to Gates, hands it to Moore at the high post, out to Dietz. Fakes a tray, goes inside, double teamed, and a hand check foul. Dietz will go to the line for two, gets the continuation call. Second team foul, and it's first one on Trayton Birch. 3:05 left in the first, 8-4. Maryville, Dietz at the line looking for his first points tonight. First trip to the line for Chillicothe. First one off the front of the rim. Wade Dietz is 12 of 16 going into tonight's game from the free throw line. We're about 75%. Second one halfway down, and that rascal spins back out. Still 8-4. Rebound controlled by Maryville, and Baker sends it up top around the horn to Hilsebeck, right wing. Looking inside to the post, nobody inside. Back up to Birch. Birch backs it back out, right wing to Nally. Three ball turned down by Kinkle. Instead, they go to the baseline, and Baker tries to put it up in traffic. Rebound and stick back doesn't fall for Nally, and there is three players banging. Someone's going to be called up for something. And it's going to go against Maryville. Pushing off on 33, Hilsebeck. His first, third team foul. Hornets with just one whistle. Coach Tim Cool jumps up, flashes some instructions into his players as Wade Dietz crosses the timeline. 2:32 left in the first, 8-4. Hornets down by four. Gannon, free throw line, drives inside, shoots over a crowd, doesn't get it to fall, gets his own rebound, bumps it out, Clampett over to Moore, right wing. Moore up top, Clampett throws a fake from three, he drives inside, kicks it out to Moore, he's open for the three ball. Yes, yes, yes! Moore with the trifecta! And Moore has all seven of the team's points. It's 8-7, Chillicothe down by a point. Maryville with the basketball again and hustles back on defense. They go on top now to Jonathan Baker. Right side to Birch. Birch drives the baseline in a crowd. Doesn't get the shot to fall. Rebound tipped by Gates, and Clampett controls it after Baker had the miss. Clampett crosses the timeline with a minute 42. Hornets looking for their first lead of the game with this possession, down by a point. Trent Moore top of the circle. He's got all seven of the team's points. Obviously, pretty good start for Mr. Moore in this first quarter. Clampett, quick drive, tried the hook pass across the paint to Gates. Tipped out of bounds by hustling Trayton Birch. Hornets basketball. Clampett felt the defense collapse on him and tried to pass to the open man, but someone from Maryville was paying attention. Oh, inside pass, Moore the assist, Gates the bucket, a well-run play. Gillen Gates with his first bucket tonight. Chillicothe has their first lead with a minute 17 left in the first. Three ball, right wing, high off the back of the rim from Birch. Rebound, another offensive board for Hilsebeck. That one also doesn't fall, so a lot of opportunities, but nothing there for Maryville. Chillicothe tried to feed Gates underneath one more time. Low pass, and it goes out of bounds. Maryville sends in number 14, who Coach K said wasn't going to play. Oops. 14, there he is, Kyle Leslie. So Leslie checks in for Maryville with a minute to play. Maryville crosses the timeline. Trayton Birch, the goal right wing. Also checking in is 55, Jacob Suchik. Sosik. There we go. They tried to feed inside. Chillicothe got a hand on it, and Wade Dietz comes up with a loose basketball. Hornets leading by one, 34 seconds left in the first. Clampett right wing. Sosik, that's how you pronounce Jacob's name. Jacob Sosik. Good-sized young man, a 6'3 sophomore. Hand check foul on Maryville's number 14, Kyle Leslie. His first, fourth team foul. Chillicothe just won. Hornets lead at 9, 8:25 seconds left in the first. Wade Dietz, right wing, gets a screen for Moore. Frees him up to top of the key. Clampett between the circles, working against Kinkle. And Clampett's pass tipped. Clampett controls it back court again. Down court to Moore on the right wing. Backs it back out with 5, 4, 3 seconds. Clampett rushes a tray. And that's how the game comes to an end. We've played one. It's Chillicothe 9, Maryville 8. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.